Today on The Good Word, we're talking about long journeys and where to look for guidance. We've only recently wrapped up the Christmas season, but our study of the New Testament brings us back to those events around the birth of the Lord. The nativity scene usually features three wise men worshiping at a manger, although we can't know for sure how many there actually were. They likely arrived on Mary and Joseph's doorstep sometime after the birth, after following the star that had appeared at that time. But they were determined to complete their worship no matter how long their journey. When writing the Gospels, each of the authors had a different purpose and a different audience in mind. Matthew, more than the other three, sought to show that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah, his birth anticipated by the scriptures and righteous prophets. Matthew frequently refers to Old Testament scriptures to show us how the Savior fulfilled those prophecies and points us as readers to additional witnesses of his divine calling. In the second chapter of Matthew, he also records the details of the wise men from the east visiting the Christ child, adding to the many testimonies acclaiming him as the Son of God. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. The wise men, like Matthew, knew how to read the signs and scriptures for the coming Savior. We don't have much information on them in the scriptures, but they were clearly righteous men with a spiritual sensitivity to recognize guidance from heaven and act on it. Before they had found the Savior, they'd met with King Herod, who asked them to return to him with news of the Christ child. But they were warned by the Spirit that he sought to kill the young child and foiled his plans. Their loyalty was not to political power or tied to their obvious wealth, but to the light of God they sought. Throughout their long journey over foreign countries, the wise men had the words of the scriptures and the sign of the star to guide them, but likely very little else. They simply had faith that there was a child king at the end of their path, trusting that their act of belief would sustain and guide them. Even their presentation of gifts tells of their faith, as they wouldn't have prepared and carried such expensive gifts if they weren't sure about this child. But their belief gave them the courage to both start and finish their journey to the Lord, relying on the teachings of those who had come before and the guidance of the Spirit. Our faith journey begins when we are ready to try the Lord's Word, testing to see if the promises He's made are true. As we learn to listen to the voice of God over the voices in the world, we become better attuned to how the Lord guides us, and our knowledge and trust in Him grow. Often, we're asked to take steps in a direction where we can't see very far, and it may be more tempting to stay on more familiar paths. But the Lord promises if we walk where He has, we'll reach a greater destination than we could ever reach on our own. And that's the good word.